How would you feel if you found out there was no law requiring you to pay an income tax and the government was cheating you?
There is no constitutional basis for a tax on the wages of Americans living and working in the 50 states of the Union. Period. End of argument.
Four stars, highest rating. America, freedom to fascism makes Fahrenheit 9/11 look like Bambi. CBS.
What happens if your own government is using more force and more coercion on its own citizens for the purpose of achieving its political ends? Is that government engaging terrorism?
America people expect us to protect them and protect their civil liberties. I'm going to do that.
What is being sold to the American people today as Americanism? If you peel off the label, you find so much similarity to what we were fighting against when we were fighting communism and Nazism and fascism.
What if you found out the government was planning to put electronic chips into you so they can track you?
This is absolutely Orwellian.
America, freedom to fascism. The scariest film you'll see this year, coming July 28th.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
If any subjects should be strictly legislative functions, they are imposing taxes and spending the taxpayers' money. Taking your money out of your paycheck and spending it for purposes you did not choose should only be allowed by our elected representatives, whom we can defeat when they overstep their powers. That's why the U.S. Constitution states that all legislative powers are vested in the Congress, and all bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives. So how does it happen that activist judges have suddenly assumed the power to tell the legislature how to spend the taxpayers' money and how much they must spend, which requires taxes to be raised in order to comply with the court order? The famous case that started this trend of judges imposing taxes came out of Kansas City, Missouri, where federal judges ordered the state to raise and spend $1 billion of taxpayers' money to build the most expensive public school in history. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court upheld that decision, and subsequently, judges all over the country got the idea they could do likewise. There are now lawsuits in half of the 50 states in which judges are being asked to order state legislatures to appropriate more tax dollars for public schools. The judges seek out words in the state constitutions, such as equity and adequacy, that are undefined, and then convince themselves that only judges are wise enough to know exactly how much tax money is equitable or adequate. Why do state legislators acquiesce in this invasion of legislative power and defiance of the separation of powers by judges who are grabbing powers that constitutionally belong to another branch of government? That's a very good question you can discuss in your study group on judicial reform, so you will know the facts and you can advise your elected representatives what action they should take in order to stop supremacist judges from stealing legislative powers.
Would you like a free copy of Phyllis Schlafly's best-selling new book called The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It? If you commit to starting a study group on judicial reform with at least four of your friends, we'll send you a free book, plus a study guide to show how you can help stop judicial mistakes. Send your commitment by mail to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org. Join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who always advises people never to give advice, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. We've been discussing over the past several weeks now these programs that the government comes along with having to do with FEMA, International Property Maintenance Code, model code. It's a master plan for homeowners associations, for city councils, for county governments, even as much as state governments. And you get involved in this by signing for grants, for government grants. And the grant pushers are out there. Apparently, their salaries are tied to how many grants they can give away. I don't know how it works, but apparently it does. I remember one time back, lots of years ago, but it was before the interest rates went up to 20% back in the 1980s. So it had been in the 70s, and I was at a Production Credit Association meeting. It was actually a farm credit meeting of a bunch of counties, and I was the banquet speaker there, and this was a regional thing. There were PCA members and PCA officials from a large area of the state of Illinois, and they were giving awards to the office managers or the office personnel, the banker there in that office, that made the most loans that year. And I don't know, it kind of hit me wrong. I say things that I think need to be said. And I asked the group, I said, how many of you in here tonight have been farming for 25 years and practically every hand went up? How many? 30, 40, 50. A lot of those people had been farming for 50 years, and this was a credit meeting, you know, where they borrow money. And I said, you mean to tell me you've been farming for 50 years and you don't have your farm paid for? You have to still borrow money to operate on after 50 years? You still owe money? Which I knew they did, because all farmers do, or most of the farmers do. And then I said, I can't imagine why they pass out awards to the bankers that loan the most money. I said, I would pass out awards to the bankers that get the most farmers out of debt. Aren't we doing this backwards, so to speak? And that didn't. I got a standing ovation from the crowd, but it didn't go over very well with the farm credit system, and I didn't make any more speeches to farm credit meetings after that. But this is how it happens. And Here we have these grant pushers coming out of Washington just seeing how much money they can give away. I guess they probably get paid more about how many grants they can hand out. Now, once a city or a county or a homeowner association, whatever it is, gets this money, then they are tied in by strings that are going to restrict what they do. And I don't want to go into all of that today because we've pretty well discussed the International Property Maintenance Code and the Hazard Mitigation Plan and all this stuff. But what brought this up was, I just saw this. You can learn how to apply for grants. It's the Grants Institute's 101. It's called Grants 101. You know, like a college course. The Grant Institute, Grants 101, Professional Grant Proposal Writing Workshop. You want to learn how to get this free money? Hey, you can go to school, and they'll teach you how to get these free grants. It's the Professional Grant Proposals Writing Workshop to be held at Arizona State University Downtown Center in Phoenix on September the 13th, 14th, 15th, and it's a day-long program, 3 days in a row, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Grant Institute's Grants 101 course is an intensive and detailed introduction to the process, structure, and skill of professional proposal writing. In this course, participants will learn the entire proposal writing process and complete the course with a solid understanding of not only the ideal proposal structure, but the understanding of the factors which determine whether or not a program gets funded. Wonder in this class if they go into any detail on how you're going to have to fall in line with the International Property Maintenance Code or whatever else there is fine print of these contracts or MOUs or memorandums of understanding or whatever that you have to sign in order to get this grant. Anyway, the class is designed to get results by creating professional grant proposal writers. Participants will become competent program planners and proposal writing professionals after successful completion of the Grants 101 course. Students will be exposed to the art of successful grant writing practices. There's an art to this, people. And they will be led on a journey that ends with a masterful grant proposal. If you want to learn how to write for grants, go to Phoenix, Arizona in September. And I don't know, I didn't go into a lot of detail on this. I'm sure it's going to cost you something to go. Maybe it doesn't. Let me see. It's Arizona State University Workshop. Arizona State's doing this. And anyhow, I just wish they would teach the grant writers what these grants are all about and how the majority of them are literally to control the county, the state, the city, whoever is the recipient of all this free money. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Gary Brownfield Show, online at GaryBrownfield.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
And we have returned. It was back in the late 70s and early 80s. I had the great opportunity to have been invited on several, at that time we called them trade missions, to Asia. I went one time with the Secretary of Agriculture and his entourage, and then I went with a chemical firm once, and I can't remember the other deal, but there was... They were always subsidized, or they were always paid for by these different organizations. And we went mainly to Asia, to Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan, those three countries each time, because that's where the United States sells most of the soybeans, a lot of corn, a lot of feed grains, and corn products. And so in these trips, we were aboard ships, cargo ships, and different different methods of transporting the grain. We were there. They always had people with Archer Daniels, Midland, and the major multinational corporations. And back 20-some years ago, we didn't look at those organizations, as those companies, as we do today. I see them totally different today than I did 20-some years ago. But anyway, I remember getting on these ship decks, and we crawl up those ladders and look down into the cargo area, how large they are. You really, unless you've been on a boat like that, you have to... Jeff, you're a sailor. How big are those boats?
I was never on a ship, Terry.
A sailor? And you were never on a ship?
I was with the Seabees.
No kidding.
That's right. Construction Battalion.
Sure, I didn't realize that.
Sure. I was a fighting Seabee. Yeah.
I visualized you, with a patch over your eye and a hook on your arm. And no, really. I'll be darned. Okay. So you're not any help at all. What good did it do for you to be a CB when I needed somebody that could tell me more about ships?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Anyhow, they're monstrous big things. You have to get on one to appreciate how big those things are. And they told you how many multi-bunches of tons of grain they haul. Well, now we're getting all of these container ships coming over here with containers on them. And if you look at those containers, and they're easy to see because they're on practically every railroad in the country, they go by on hundreds of cars, three engines pulling one train, and you can see those containers. But they bring all these goods over here from Asia, and we don't have anything to put in the ship back. I remember somebody telling me that they were actually putting straw, like wheat straw, in those containers to send back, because they could send them for practically nothing on what they call a backhaul. Now, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about backhauls, because anybody that's ever been in the trucking business know the profit is usually made in the backhaul. And we'll do that right after these messages. Our numbers, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
We have returned. Now, mentioning the way these large container ships today haul containers over here, and then they go back empty because, hey, it's so obvious we buy a lot more from these other countries than what we sell to these other countries, so the containers go back empty. As I mentioned, somebody was telling me that they actually put straw in those containers because of China or whatever country they were going back to, usually it's China or Taiwan or South Korea, they can use the straw. They have reasons for it. Well, anyhow, in the cattle industry, we have these big pots. We call them possum bellies or pots that haul 50-some thousand pounds of cattle. They go in the fall of the year. They run from cow country into Dodge City, Kansas, Garden City, Kansas, some of the feedlots in Nebraska. And then, most of the time, they don't have a backhaul. And you say, well, why can't we, trucks running empty, surely there's something out there you can haul. But in a cattle hauler truck, we call them bull racks, they're built for cattle. And, yeah, you could haul a lot of, you could put 50-some thousand pounds of something else in there. No problem if you could get it in and get it out. But it would have to be done with back labor. I mean, where you put a sack on your back and haul, because you can't, these things are built to walk in and not to put a bobcat in, or you can't move, you know, you can't move things around on wheels in there. So the backhaul always is very important. Now, here these containers are going back to Asia empty. Now they're telling us that more soybean sales to Asia will go in these containers. Well, I just assumed that they did anyway. But anyhow, U.S. exporters are starting to ship bulk soybeans and soybean meal in containers to Taiwan, Indonesia, and other parts of Asia. They're taking advantage of the low rates from cargo firms that want to avoid sending empty containers to Asia after their contents of Asian imports are unloaded here in the U.S. of A. Anyhow, now here's something else that I didn't know. First, I heard of it, and I doubt if any most farmers out there had ever heard of it, and I don't know how you'd prove it in the first place. But farmers that are hurt by imports can request payments and technical help. The USDA will accept petitions from August the 15th to the 31st of January. Any producer who faces market price declines of 20% or more because of rising imports can ask for trade adjustments assistance for farmers. Now, I haven't talked to anybody about this. I've not looked it up. But apparently it's something that exists with the USDA. But how would you ever prove that imports have hurt you 20%, and what are you going to get back if they don't? And again, it's a government program, and I'm reasonably certain that if once you get a check from the government, they're going to have some kind of strings attached to it one way or the other. They always have, and I'm sure they always will. Now, a real quick comment again about the International Property Maintenance Code. We discussed that in detail in the last week or two. It's serious. I mean, it is like plumb serious. And if you sign up for these, for a FEMA grant, for example, you have to go through this hazard mitigation process. And in the hazard mitigation plan, there is this model code, the International Property Maintenance Code, that you're going to be involved with. If you're going to get FEMA grants or FEMA funds, like flood insurance, and as I mentioned, they're coming in with any kind of a reason they can to get a community to take one of these grants. I gave you the fellow that called me from, I believe it was North Dakota, said some houses burned in North Dakota in forest fire. And the next day, right there were the grant pushers trying to give these people money. And if they do, they get involved in this International Property Maintenance Code. Now, in South Florida, West Palm Beach is where it is. In West Palm Beach, Florida, a church was in violation of codes. And they're being fined daily. And what do you think this code is all about? It's because they are using their church for the homeless people. They're allowing people to come into the church for a place to sleep in an air-conditioned sanctuary. And the code says you can't do that. I don't know how much they're being fined. I don't know what the situation is, but the church is being fined. And in these codes, every day is another violation. So that if you're in a problem with these codes, say they're charging you $1,000 for this violation, if you don't get it changed by the next day, it's another $1,000. Now, in the case of not letting people sleep in the sanctuary, I guess, you know, you could tell people, hey, you can't come in the sanctuary and sleep anymore. That would be the first $1,000 if it was a $1,000 violation. However, many of these violations require construction. where you have to actually hire an architect. This thing can go on for weeks or even months before you can get the work done. It adds up to the point that it doesn't do any good to do it because, hey, they already have the price of your property in violation fines. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People ask me how they can make a difference. I tell them to join the Paragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
The Paragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago. And as we've talked before, we never had any idea when we put this foundation together that Paragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect those rights from people that that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of educating. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. We feel like that where we do the very best job is traveling and speaking and educating people about what they need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Ken Klein recently discussed his new DVD, The Pillar of Enoch, Lost Legend of the Great Pyramid, on the Derry Brownfield Show.
When you look at all the facts and evidence, it's hard to deny that the planet Earth, suspended in the vastness of this great universe, was visited by divine messengers called Elohim, or angels. Divine messengers and representatives of the Most High God who traveled the starways, who came to leave us a prophecy in a monument we call the Great Pyramid.
Is it possible that the life and work of Enoch, memorialized in the Great Pyramid, is a sign, a prophecy, hidden in stone?
To order this 75-minute DVD, send $24.95 check, cash, or money order to The Great Pyramid, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892.
I never really thought I needed to wear one, but thank God I wore it anyway.
My daughter insisted that I wear it. As it turns out, I'm really glad she did.
I am so glad I was wearing this.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But living alone comes with risk. What if you suddenly became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to your residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day.
This little pendant was a lifesaver.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-897-3777. That's 1-800-897-3777. Act now and receive a free smoke detector with 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-897-3777.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, caution, entering hardhead area, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. You know, in Canada, they started registering guns, I don't know, years ago. But they've had this gun registry now for about 10 years. And, you know, that should have eliminated the problems of crime in that country, wouldn't you think? Well, according to Fox News, one of the 7 million guns that were registered in Canada over the last 10 years has been used in a crime. 7 million guns have been registered, and only one of them has, one of the registered ones has been used in a crime. Now, in that time, crime in Canada has gone up. Gang violence has quadrupled. Gun homicides have doubled. You can see what the situation is here. But Only one of the registered guns caused any problem. Only one out of 7 million? The new Canadian Prime Minister says the gun registry has failed. Well, who would have ever thought of that? They spent over $1 billion on it. And it failed. The gun registry hasn't failed, except that only half of the guns in Canada have been registered. It's a complete success for the 50% of the guns that have been registered. It just proves that the gun registry is not about crime control at all, and they know that. Now, there's some people out there that don't know that. There's some people out there that really believe that guns cause crime. Just like pencils make mistakes. Typewriters make mistakes. I have one of the worst typewriters in the world. It can't spell anything. But guns do not cause crime. It's the people that use them. And do you think somebody that is going to intentionally use a gun to rob a bank or to do any kind of a crime situation is going to register that gun? They're already criminals. Why would they register their guns? Anyhow, the Canadian gun registry has cost the Canadians at least $1 billion. They have 7 million of them registered, and one out of those 7 million has been used in committing of a crime.
Only monkeys crime trees, Derek.
Monkeys crime trees, and trees a crowd. You wanted to get me started, didn't you? That goes back to can you tell petunias from begonias? I try to teach that to these people around here. Beth got really nice bunches of flowers for her birthday the other day, and she can't tell a petunia from a begonia. But the way you do that is because begonia is a kind of sausage. And sausage and battery is a crime, and monkeys crime trees, and trees a crowd, and the rooster, he crowed, and he made lots of noise, and your noise is between your eyes, and eyes is opposite from nays, and nays is what a little horse does, and you get a little horse and don't go to bed, you'll get double petunia, or something like that. Now, I was watching Fox News the other evening, and they showed some cartoons. These are Hezbollah cartoons. And this is what the little kids over there in that country watch on, you know, they watch cartoons. You know, they don't get to watch Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig and the stuff that our kids grew up on. And by the way, kids today in the United States don't get to watch much of the good stuff either. From what I have seen, and I don't see much, but once in a while you'll flip through and catch a cartoon just flipping on the channels, and it's violent stuff there. But of course, then I guess the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, that was pretty violent too. That poor coyote, you know, as much as I hate coyotes, you got feeling sorry for a Wile E. But anyway, these cartoons show an Israeli soldier killing this little boy's father there in Lebanon, okay? Then this little kid decides to get even with these Israeli soldiers, and he becomes a suicide bomber. And you see this little guy, and he's got this bomb strapped on him, and he's covered it up, and this army truck goes by, and this little kid runs out to this army truck and blows himself up and kills a whole bunch of Israeli soldiers. And The song that plays, and of course you can't understand the words, I couldn't, it's all in Arabic, but the little line on the bottom of the page told what it was. It's time for self-sacrifice to save the homeland. Now those are the cartoons, and that's what those kids in Lebanon are growing up watching. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in for whatever it's worth. You know, we've had people on the air here that talked about alternative fuels, and we had one fellow, and in fact he comes on about twice a year, who, that's what I'm trying to think of, it's, huh, Help me.
I need to know who you're talking about.
Well,
before
who does the alternative energy that has all the energy stuff over here across the river?
Larry Rice.
Larry Rice. Larry Rice comes on, and he discusses and does how they how you can make cars run on vegetable oil. And they have some folks there that go around all of the meat
restaurants,
meat it and beat it places where they fry everything in grease. Have vegetable grease, and they pick this up and they take it back over to their property, and they produce
biodiesel
fuel.
That's right.
It's as simple as that. Now, Jeff, you've helped me with all that, but I'll bet you didn't know that what they're doing is illegal.
I knew that.
You knew it was illegal?
Well, I read the article you're about.
Oh, you read the same article I read.
Now, of course, you'd have to define the words illegal and unlawful, but nonetheless, Larry did tell us one time that he pays road tax on that fuel that he produces, and he sends his check into the state so that, you know, because he's out there publicly saying, hey,
right,
this is how we do the fuel, and so he doesn't want to be caught behind the eight ball, but, you know, otherwise.
And according to this article, and it's a New York Times article, it has nothing to do with road taxes. This says to modify a car or truck to run on vegetable oil is illegal. But he said you didn't have to modify the engine, didn't he?
I don't recall that specifically.
I believe he told us that you just dump it in there and it'll run. A diesel engine will. Anyhow, according to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, they require that motor vehicles be certified before they're sold, and no one has ever tried to certify a car or a truck that'll run on vegetable oil. At least that's what the New York Times said. So according to that article, now, it's a long article, and it says nobody has ever been fined for doing this, and first of all, nobody'd know you were doing it. But
I would think maybe someone could smell it. If you got your grease from the Chinese joint or the steakhouse, and you come putzing by and you smell like a fresh ribeye, they might investigate you. Or you might smell like some, you know, sweet and sour chicken.
I don't know. Using biodiesel fuel, like other renewable fuels such as wood, prevents a buildup to the atmosphere, and it goes on and on and on. It's a long story, and it does say, though, that engine manufacturers' associations do not recommend using vegetable oil or animal fats in diesel engines, and therefore they have never ever gave the go-ahead to do that sort of thing. You see, we run into this all of the time in vaccines. And not vaccine so much as it is in medication of livestock. For example, just a plain old bottle of what we used to call Combiotic. You have to read on there all of the uses for it. Well, it's to knock infection is what it's for. And we use it on horses and cattle and pigs and sheep and anything else, your own kids if you want to. But because the bottle doesn't say you can use it on kids, you can't do it. And the bottle doesn't say you could use it. So then they come in with all these exotic animals like emus and llamas. And the veterinarians say, oh, you can't use this because it's not listed. Same kind of a deal. But anyway, so much for the vegetable oil. Here is another situation. Now, this happened in Fort Myers, Florida. And this fellow wanted to build. He's a contractor. And he wanted to build on some property where an eagle was making a nest in a tree. And he did what I always said, do. Hey, get rid of that sucker before somebody sees you. But somebody saw him. And we'll talk about that right after this. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
How would you feel if you found out there was no law requiring you to pay an income tax and the government was cheating you?
There is no constitutional basis for a tax on the wages of Americans living and working in the 50 states of the Union. Period. End of argument.
No need to lie.
4 stars, highest rating. America, freedom to fascism makes Fahrenheit 9/11 look like Bambi. CBS.
What happens if your own government is using more force and more coercion on its own citizens for the purpose of achieving its political ends? Is that government engaging terrorism?
America people expect us to protect them and protect their civil liberties. I'm going to do that.
What is being sold to the American people today as Americanism, if you peel off the label, you find so much similarity to what we were fighting against when we were fighting communism and Nazism and fascism.
What if you found out the government was planning to put electronic chips into you so they can track you?
This is absolutely Orwellian.
America, freedom to fascism. The scariest film you'll see this year, coming July 28th.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
And we have returned. His name is William Murphy. William Martin Murphy. And he pleaded guilty to cutting down a tree. Now, these eagles were just building a nest. He didn't hurt the eagles. He just saw them up there and he said, hey, you know, this is going to mess up this project with the Endangered Species Act, which, by the way, is no longer an act. It expired years and years and years ago. But our politicians in Washington keep financing it just as if it was a brand new law that needed to be on the books. It's not on the books. It's already expired off the books, but they still do it. The same congressmen that have laws on the books that they won't, that they will not fund, such as the COOL law that would cause all of our meat that's coming into this nation to be marked as country of origin. But anyway, this happens in Fort Myers, Florida, and Murphy cut down this tree. So the tree was in the way of a development project, and he said, hey, you guys are going to have to move. You can go somewhere else and build your nest. Now, if this was homeless people, it'd be totally different. It, you know, it's all right to run them out of the church, you know, that's fine. Or if they want to take your property for eminent domain to put up a shopping center, hey, that's all right, you go find another home. But now, these birds aren't smart enough to move to another tree. So he received a lenient sentence because he had no criminal record. He just got a lenient sentence for cutting down a tree. By the way, for whatever it's worth, the eagles did relocate and they successfully reproduced same year. They said, hey, you know, our tree's gone. We're going to have to go next door. There's another tree across the street. We may as well be there. And they were happy about it. They didn't mind starting over again. But anyhow, he got this lenient sentence of $2,000 fine and a year of probation and 50 hours of community service for cutting down a tree. Come on. Anyway, the state of Florida wanted to take the eagle off, the bald eagle off their list of protected birds. They say, hey, there's getting to be a lot of eagles down here. And, you know, we see a lot of eagles around in our country. When I was a kid, you never saw an eagle. Never, ever, ever saw an eagle. It's just been in the last few years that we've seen eagles, and they say, oh, it's because we have gotten rid of DDT. I don't know what caused them to come back, but they're back. For example, in our neck of the woods, groundhogs disappeared for years. When I was a kid growing up, groundhogs were everywhere. Now, you can call them woodchucks or groundhogs, but they're whatever they are. And boy, that meant, you know, if you had a good dog, it took care of the groundhogs. And then while my kids were growing up, they didn't know what a groundhog was. Now they're coming back. I don't know what happens to these things. They run in cycles. But anyway, you don't want to cut down a tree if an eagle ever set up there. Let's take a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Isn't it time your calls add up to more than just talk at high rates? Make every call count with long distance through Affinity 4. Rates start as low as 2.9 cents a minute. And 10% of your usage on Affinity 4's clear, reliable long distance goes to a charity or nonprofit you choose. Affinity 4 has given over $70 million to help worldwide. Want other low rates? Affinity 4 sets a new standard for giving also with outstanding low-priced internet, wireless, and Visa card services.
Make a difference and save on the services you use with Affinity 4. Call toll-free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
What is sustainable development? You may have heard people talking about it in public meetings, on the radio, consultants and university professors lecture on it, and at various levels of government it may even be mandated. But what is it? Now get the pamphlet Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. It's an easy-to-read 22-page booklet that will explain its origins, theoretical underpinnings, major programs, and the means by which it is implemented. Specifically, it refers to an initiative of the United Nations called the UN Sustainable Development Agenda 21. The most comprehensive statement of a political ideology that is being progressively infused into every level of government in America. Get the pamphlet Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. Send $3, check, cash, or money order per copy to Agenda 21 Booklet. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's $3 per requested copy to Agenda 21 Booklet. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Now, just a few moments ago, I made the comment that in West Palm Beach, Florida, this church was in violation of codes, being fined daily for allowing homeless people to sleep in the sanctuary. You have to be careful with bald eagles or with homeless people. They can all get you in a lot of trouble if you are not politically correct. Now, in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas City Council passed an ordinance that bans you giving food to homeless people if it's in a park. They call them indigent people. If they're in one of the city parks, you can't feed them. In other words, if you take your little paper sack at lunch, and I've seen a lot of people do this, bring a lunch to work, and they walk out in the state park or the city park and sit under the shade tree and have lunch. And if you have an extra sandwich and there's a homeless person there and you give them that sandwich, you are in a heap of trouble.
I wonder if you could feed it to the pigeons and just not the homeless people.
You know, it doesn't say anything about them not wanting pigeons. I thought the same thing, because people do this all the time. They feed the pigeons. You're not. But people are different. You know, the people aren't supposed to be there. They have government programs, and the people are supposed to be in these government programs, and they're supposed to go to a food shelter someplace to get their free food, and they're not supposed to eat your extra peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Now, as I say, the Las Vegas City Council passed this ordinance that bans providing food or meals to the indigent in parks. It's an attempt to stop so-called mobile soup kitchens. Apparently, there's churches and different groups that actually have a little, you know, meal on wheel things, and they come around and they feed these folks. And they can't do it in the city park at all anymore. The city's new ordinance defines indigent as a person whom a reasonable, ordinary person would believe to be entitled to apply for or receive assistance from the government under state law. Now, whoa. Who is a reasonable, ordinary person? Have you ever met one, Jeff? I mean, look at all the people in this building. Are any of them reasonable or ordinary in any way? And you know if they're a government employee, they're not, for goodness sakes. Now, how does a reasonable, ordinary person identify a homeless person? Can you tell by looking at someone if they have a home or not? I don't know. How do they identify the homeless? How do you know who is homeless? Well, they've got this all figured out, too.
You know, Jesus didn't have a place to lay his head either.
Yes, and you know, he got crucified over that, too.
They ran him out of town also.
Yeah. Anyway, they say this is not punishment. This is to help people. They're going to help them. They're going to feed them. They're not going to feed them, so they're going to help them. The people who provide sandwiches have good intentions, but they're enabling people not to get the help that is needed. In other words, they're supposed to go to the government and ask the government for help, because the government's got a lot of money. They got a grant because the grant pushers made sure that they signed a memorandum of understanding, got this grant so they could feed these folks, and they don't want you out there messing in their territory. Simple as that. Now, I've got so many stories here, but how much time do I have? Well, I don't have much time. Anyway, let me say this, that there's a couple of animal identification meetings coming up in the very near future. The biggie is going to be August the 5th at Kabul, Missouri. G.B. Oliver is going to be there. We'll have a lot of fun along with learning a lot of good stuff. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Sunny weather, happy trails to you, till we meet. The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.